Näin pääsemme jatkamaan Pihalavan ohjelmaa, ja meillä seuraavana vieraanamme on täällä Regina Rose, joka tulee Meksikosta. Hän on filosofi, hän on dramaturgi, hän on esitystaiteilija ja tietenkin tosiaan runoilija. Ja juuri muuten tuossa puhuimme meksikolaisista uskomuksista, että miten sateen saa loppumaan. Ehkä palaamme siihen tässä vielä myöhemmin. Mutta welcome to Annikki Poetry Festival, Regina.
Thank you. Hello.
It's really, really great to have you here. Very, very warmly welcome. And I would like to start at first by going into the beginning. How did you find poetry in your life? What happened?
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Well, as you might have said, because I don't speak Finnish, I am a philosopher. And I specialized in language and in art. And I always found it very beautiful to know that big part of culture is rooted in language. And obviously, poetry is part of this non-traditional language that where people can expand themselves. So it was always something that I was very interested about. And also, like, I believe that even if it's pretty academic, philosophy, some kind of poetry. So I was always interested in poetry.
Yeah. So there was no way you running away from it.
No way.
Okay. I read that you have started a project. I don't know if I pronounce it correctly, but Popoesia.
Yes.
Yes. Tell us what it's all about.
Yes.
What is Popoesia?
I'm so happy to talk about it here. Because I really love, I don't know if you might know this, but there's this group from France from the 60s that was called Ulipo, which is potential literature, and Popoesia, that it's my project, is the first project in Latin America that actually localizes Ulipo tradition in Mexico. So we are trying to apply all of this constriction writing and experimental writing in a Mexican context, because it goes, as I mentioned, it goes more than just language, but also like the things that touches us in Latin America are quite different than in France, obviously.
Okay, that sounds really interesting. We have to look more closer to that. We're going to hear your poetry soon, and you will be reading in English and in Spanish.
Correct.
Yes. What about your writing? Do you write? What languages do you use when you write?
I write mainly in Spanish, but this time I brought some poems that were originally written in English, and I will share my reasons in a moment. And I also write in French, but because I'm a translator in these three languages, but yeah, mainly in Spanish. Yeah.
Okay, our Babel Finland theme continues. And now, dear audience, Regina Rose.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm pretty nervous, but I'm very happy to be here, so thank you for listening. I have a set prepared, and I want to talk about it quite fast, because my poetry is very personal, as many poets, obviously, but I also think that I have a responsibility with political matters in my country. So I would like to start with my poetry, sharing you a little bit of who I am and what I write about. And I will eventually get to these other things, but it's kind of like a warning, but not a bad warning. It's still poetry, and that's what art is for. So I always like to kind of introduce my poem so we can all imagine all of this together. And this first poem, because I always think that poetry is very soft and cute, I would like to start with a love poem, but not necessarily a happy love poem, but you might have encountered yourself in a love relationship where no one actually dares to be there, you know, and you kind of wander around and it never actually becomes true. And this is what this one is about. So it's called allo-feeding. Allo-feeding, the feeding of one individual by another, typically among birds. We could be feeders made of bone and tea, filling jaw wells, avoiding droughts, chewing our tongues like gum, sunk to the touch, damp and swollen. We could draw clandestine maps with land that caressed our shadows, or name the shadows as ours, letting no light cross our cosmos with no big bang. Stretch out the hours, not opening our eyes, delaying time to fill unprinted calendars, to scratch the Teflon, recall and forget so many things. But we chose thirst, a dungeon, a small bed, so we won't escape at night, so we won't hunt our backs, dodging fires and ruins. We cut corners, even if there are no trees or fruits, even if eventually to death we starve. Thank you. And so, as I started with like a love, bittersweet poem, I would like to go a little bit deeper into my personal writing. I don't know if is there any Mexican in the crowd? No? I'm alone. No. Okay, I'm asking because this poem starts with a lullaby, that it's a Mexican lullaby, and I think a lot of us were sang this before. And only to give you some context, I will talk about it further, but sometimes, again, I believe we all might have some moments where life gets hard, let's say, and we need to cling on to something, and this lullaby and this idea of home has been my lifesaver in a way. So,
duerme, duerme, negrito, que tu mamá esté en el campo, negrito. Duerme, duerme, negrito, que tu mamá esté en el campo, negrito. Te va a traer fruta fresca para ti, te va a traer muchas cosas para ti, te va a traer carne de cerdo para ti. Y si el negro no se duerme, viene el diablo blanco y says.
Once there was a youth wanting to be seized. A heart deserts itself to a handful of drugs, scatological candies, cryptic kryptonite, surrender, the game never ends. Bad luck or bad habit. The shame of cowardice, naivety of caprice, the plea of the misunderstood, heard by all, the deaf, the meek. There was youth trapped in a snowball with an optimistic despair, a discontinuous solution. Now there's blindness. Now there is patience. Mediocrity in favor of time, hope that eternity is nothing but a lie. Thank you. May I know how long do I still have?
10 minutes?
Perfect, thank you. Okay, so I will go right to this. thing, as I mentioned, is very important to me as having this opportunity to be standing here with you today to address things. That's what poetry is for. So sorry, but child sexual abuse is a public health problem. It represents one of the worst forms of violence and violation of the human rights of girls and boys. In 2013, Mexico ranked first in the world in sexual abuse, physical violence, and homicides of people under 14 years of age, for which around 4.5 million girls and boys were victims of sexual abuse. The extent of this problem might be underestimated because most CSA cases go unreported, showing only the tip of the iceberg. It's midnight, and it's always midnight. The house sleeps on my chest. I understand now that a room is always borrowed, that the door can always fit the window. All darkness risks being gouged like a tar pit. This light above me doesn't pierce stains. Drowned in blindness under my blanket, the mattress is sunken. The night is dented, and nothing gets back to its original shape. Thank you. I learned to lie before I was five. I still wet the bed. I feared the dark spiders and my stepfather. The seats smelled like shoes, that smelled like chewing gum, that smelled like cherries, that smelled like infancy. From the Latin infants, unable to speak. I learned to lie before I could write my own name, heteronym of everything spoken, at the limit of everything dreamt. Childhood is a vacuum sealed bag, abandoned house with blueprints without whereabouts, nature sprouting between the walls. Today, I am a child in ruins, a well-preserved lie. Thank you. And since I don't have that much time, I would just go ahead with all of this. Again, context. Thousands of migrants die attempting to enter the United States, with the US-Mexico border widely recognized as one of the world's deadliest land migration routes. While underreporting is a known issue, official figures and investigative tracking provide a stark look at the statistics. More than 800,000 people headed north towards the US in 2023 and 2024. The journey was grueling and dangerous. People who made it to the other side told stories of robberies, rapes, and people falling to their deaths. Some drowned while crossing rivers. Others were left behind after growing too tired to carry on. People were attacked by animals or bitten by venomous snakes, and others were killed by a silence. On Saturday, the bodies of three migrants, a woman and two children, were found in the river by Mexican authorities. Sorry. I want a mystery to emerge from the waves, like a glass bottle. Drowned by an illegible message, heavy, too heavy to float. Life is sometimes too simple, the castaways never come back. What splinters into the flesh becomes a cancer or foam floating, powerless to reach any flat surface. The mystery of the tide is drunk on dizzy bottles by a swing, fraudulent ebb and flow. From here, you can't listen to the silence. You can't hear the secrets crawling to the eye of the storm, an eye because it looks at me and won't stop. Horizon is nothing but cotton candy between two kissing abysses, and they can't breathe. Where the slaves of stranded sheep sleeping at the bottom, diving siblings fossilized, school of fish, migratory mammals soaking, filled with starvation and hollow organs, singing echoes of the void. And where rage craves distant futures far from cliffs and Disneyland, I want to fly in the sky's currents, within its vast reflection, where there is no need to know how to swim, know how to count, to know things that don't explain other things, like why I'm here, like why I'm here drowning. Thank you. How long do you have? And maybe the last one before, if I have some time to read this one in Spanish. Disappearances and missing person cases in Mexico have remained a pressing social and political issue within the country since the 2000s. Searches for missing people have been complicated by politics, corruption, and other bureaucratic and societal factors. Societal demand to investigate disappearances has made missing people, a pertinent issue in both national and local Mexican elections. In particular, concerns that the Mexican government is undercounting the number of missing persons or covering up disappearances have drawn both national and international concern. Madres Buscadoras are Mexican women activists who search for their missing loved ones and their remains. And justice for the ongoing missing persons crisis in Mexico. Some Madres Buscadoras work individually, while others work as part of larger coalitions. The mothers have faced hostility from the state and other groups. Some mothers have themselves gone missing or been murdered. I come from the land of harvest, seeds made of flesh, barren soil, watered, blooded, foraging guts to feed the wells. My country is a hungry crater, a bug in nature. One day I will be scattered and you will look for me in a scavenger's hunt, endless. One day I will be spread out like a puzzle under the rug, a tooth, a bone, a spleen. The land of collectors, of hoarder mothers, how small can you dice meat until it all looks the same? A giant Frankenstein is living underground. Start with a list, gather the names, glue them together, if you can count that far. Thank you. Thank you.
Kiitos Resina Rose. Ihana.